Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. This segment we call Broad Appeal because women in elected offices have broad appeal, bringing the needs of communities to the fore. This afternoon, I'm joined by my weekly, sometimes bi-weekly co-host, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and we've got a very special guest, State Senator Dora Drake, with us. Before the break, Senator, I left with this question of how do Democrats have a breakthrough message? And this is where I think it's been a struggle for Democrats operating in good faith, trying to explain that we can do two things that are necessarily and often at odds. I say that in every society throughout the entire history of humankind, there has been a tension between security and individual rights and freedoms. Those are two values. We want to be safe and we want maximal freedoms. And right. It seems to me that Republicans in bad faith intentionally often present these things as an either or instead mm-hmm. of here's the nuance and this is complicated and hard and we can get there, but we have to commit ourselves to both of these values, which is safety and rights at the same time.
Exactly.
How do Democrats break through the messaging barrier? How do we reach our brothers and sisters who may have voted for Donald Trump and say, we can do great things, but we've got to entertain both of these values at the same time. It's not a false choice.
Right. Well, right. And you bring up a good point because, you know, Democrats, one thing that we're great at is I think sometimes over-explaining things because we have all the head knowledge up here, right? So we are policy nerds. We love to figure out what's the best solution. And sometimes that for everyday person that's just trying to either make sure the family stay, like to your point, it's just not hitting well. And so I think we have to do a better job of just breaking down what it is that we're doing messaging wise, but also connecting the dots. So for example, we, you know, in the legislature, there's obviously tons of bills that we see in the judiciary that's always about increasing penalties and crimes, right? Creating new cold laws and less than any other. And that's great in terms of being reactive to the issue, but there's not a larger conversation of what it means to ensure that people's rights are protected and that people are safe, right, and held accountable. And so because of that, I will say the tactic of fear is used way too often. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I do believe that's part of the reason why our now current president was elected. And so for folks that did vote for him, right, that did believe that he was believing in everything that he was saying, I think it had to take real life experiences to just tell the truth of what's happening. The truth is that your rights are not being protected if our current administration is okay with letting a U.S. citizen be accidentally deported and then not doing every due diligence to bring them back from El Salvador. That is not safety. It is not safety when you have someone that's experiencing a mental health crisis and your only solution is to lock them up. That's not safety either. And so I really do think it's a taboo issue that we're dealing with when it comes to judiciary and public safety, but also just saying what it is. Yes, you deserve to be safe. Every person deserves to be safe, especially if you're trying to raise your child, if you're elder and you want to make sure that you did your due diligence, you went to work, whether you have a retirement or a pension or investment, you should be able to live life comfortably because you earned so. Those are things that we should be protecting. And it's not just your safety, right? It's also your environment. I mentioned earlier, you know, the issue about lead poisoning. You know, say we're currently going through our state budget process right now, right? And if someone is saying, hey, the United State of Wisconsin, you guys need to put more money into addressing all the lead that's in the schools and in the buildings, right? It has to be upgraded to a hospital grade level is potentially what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. So obviously it would make sense to reach out to the federal government because mm-hmm. that is an entity where they should have access to resources to address a much larger issue just around public health. But if the Trump administration told CDC, hey, we're not giving you any money anymore for any lead poisoning or addressing that, guess what? That's now a resource that is taken away and eliminated where now our local governments, our schools have to figure out how to keep kids' health and safe. And we know if children are not in school or if there is an issue of their education upbringing, that they are more susceptible to being involved in the criminal justice system. So those are all things that are tied together. And I think really it comes to a point, I think as individuals, where we have to maybe admit that we are wrong too. Mm. And that's okay. You know, all of us don't get it right all the time, but it's okay to acknowledge, hey, this is something that we've missed the mark on, but we have.
I just want to jump in here and be like, somebody clip it, cut it, and put it out there. I just had a politician on live radio say, we can say we got that wrong and we need to do better. God bless you for that, State Senator Dora Drake. We need more of that right there. Mm-hmm. The humility, the courage to be humble in the face of evidence that what we did before ain't working now. Like, that is it right there. Kristen, we've got time for maybe one more question. I want you to get one in as well. Go ahead, Dr. Lyerly.
I want it to be real quick. Senator Drake, you have been in the minority the entire time you've been serving. What are you going to do when you're actually in the majority and get something accomplished in 2027?
Where do I start? Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, well, there's so much, right? One, I think we need to make sure that obviously we're doing everything we can to keeping our communities healthy and safe. And whether that's ensuring that whatever happens with Medicaid, that we ensure that our elderly, those that are have disabilities, have access to health equity and healthcare, making sure that we have a just criminal system that keeps people safe, but that's, you know, that's also holistic too. And they're making sure that our kids get what they need, point blank period. Mm-hmm. You know, our kids are our future, and we're not investing in their education or their opportunities for training, whether it's apprenticeships or education. Those are things that we need to have a strong, successful economy in our state.
Thank you so much, Senator Dora Drake. Thank you, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And I just want to say this, Senator, to take care of us, you need to take care of you. So please rest, recharge, rejuvenate. You are appreciated, heard, and seen. I cannot wait to have you back. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. When we come back, it's the Sports Weekly. We go deep with a Brewers fanatic on the Civic Media Radio Network.